Joe Courtney is a Democrat of Connecticut's 2nd District in office since 2007. Congressman, a friend, let me start by asking you about Trump's budget proposal and what it will look like in your district.
So, first of all, just to set the stage, Trump's budget came over May 23rd, which is so late in terms of the normal process, it's hard to even find a precedent for it, because October 1, as you know, is the start of the federal fiscal year. It came with a astonishing round of cuts to programs that, coming from a district where Trump ran pretty strong, he got about 46% of the vote in the 2nd congressional district. I mean, I could walk you through region by region in terms of the harm and damage it would do. For example, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, because we're the most rural part of Connecticut, has a rural development program to help these sort of sparsely populated towns. And your area of northern New York is loaded with, you know, communities like that. There's a rural development sewer and water program, which allows grants and low interest loans for communities to sewer up and to have clean drinking water. He eliminates that program. I mean, we're not talking cuts it or changes the criteria of eligibility, just completely, totally eliminates it. And I know these communities well, and I think you do too. They do not have the resources without that kind of help from USDA to do those upgrades to local infrastructure. And the same is true of community facilities through USDA rural development, fire stations, community health centers, you know, even school buildings. This program, by the way, has been around even before the New Deal, and they eliminate it. You know, the USDA, there's other cuts to nutrition programs, which, you know, help Meals on Wheels, school lunches, summer feeding programs. I've been visiting a couple of them in the district since I've been home, where kids, you know, during the summer break still can get access to good, nutritious food. So, and again, this is Trump country, you know, in terms of the folks that benefit from these programs, by and large. Sea Grant, which is, again, another program that predates the Great Society, helps, you know, communities like the shoreline areas of Connecticut in terms of promoting, you know, good environmental practices, but also helping fishermen develop shellfish farming and different programs to you know, have viable, long-term, sustainable uses of the sea. And the programs, University of Connecticut Avery Point has been a longtime participant in Sea Grant. Again, he eliminates that program. Student loans, Stafford student loans, one of the pillars of the Stafford student loan program was that when kids were in school, particularly the lower income, working family income kids, they don't have to pay interest while they're in school. The meter starts running 6 months after you graduate. Gone. They are going to charge kids interest while in school. So your students that you talk to in there, I mean, not only is this administration not moving forward in terms of, you know, whatever Bernie campaigned on or Hillary campaigned on or Elizabeth Warren and I are working on, they actually are making it worse in terms of adding additional debt burden by eliminating that in-school interest subsidy, which, again, has been around since Stafford from Vermont, you know, first created the program back in the 60s. You know, National Institute of Health, you know, 20% cut. I come from where the University of Connecticut is located, a big research university. NIH grants are a lot of their work there. And again, to listen to the budget director, Mick Mulvaney, talk about how NIH, you know, has too much duplicative waste is unbelievable, because anybody who's ever talked to the folks at NIH, for every project they pick, you know, whether it's cancer research, diabetes, Alzheimer's, whatever, you know, they're leaving on the shelf probably a good half dozen or more that have all been vetted as valid projects. So, you know, again, the list really just keeps going on and on. After school, 21st Century Learning, which funds after school programs which really helps working families so that kids have a safe place to go and they have to work and learn while they're there. It's not just, you know, sitting around playing with your phone or your, you know, video games. I mean, kids are getting, you know, remediation in terms of math and reading and all that stuff. So it's like whack-a-mole. you know, just sort of going through this budget in terms of the unbelievable, radical, you know, just sort of anti-rural America, anti-working family cuts that this thing is just riddled with.
Okay, so Joe Courtney, I want to ask you this. Many of these people, of course, as you noted, voted for Donald Trump. Is there any buyer's remorse?
I mean, I'm out there, and it's a great question. You know, there's so much suspicion about how people receive their information. I mean, I think fake news is, you know, one of the most destructive monikers that's out there these days in terms of people's skepticism about sort of information that, you know, you try and share with people. And again, we, you know, triple document and you know, really kind of try and neutralize the language we use when we're talking to people, because, you know, facts are facts. They're not fake news. And but there still is that resistance, you know, that's out there. And again, depending on, you know, where people get their news, a lot of this stuff still hasn't quite sunk in. So, you know, outside validators, like with the healthcare bill, when we talk to the Cancer Society and March of Dimes and groups like that, I mean, those are the ways that I think you break through people's skepticism about information that they're getting. And we're certainly doing the same thing with the budget in terms of, you know, in talking to fishermen and farmers, you know, families directly who, again, are, I was at the feeding program the other day talking to a mom whose husband works two jobs. She's a student in a nursing program. It's all about trying to, you know, help their kids, three kids. And, but the summer feeding program really, you know, helps them keep their budget on track so that they're, you know, not going to have to either quit school or get a third job, you know, in terms of putting food on the table. So it's a challenge, to be honest with you, in terms of trying to convince people, you know, that this is real in terms of what's happening.
But we only got a minute, but on the question of fake news, even John Faso, who is on the 19th District, a Republican, conservative Republican, made it clear that he thought that Trump was way out of line on his attack on the press.
Well, good for him. I mean, I think that's we're at a point right now where we're kind of going back to basics in terms of just the institutions that keep a democracy alive and healthy. And, you know, I mean, Alan, you know, the press is not always necessarily the most popular institution in the world. Neither are members of Congress. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, we're dealing with, you know, as I said, sort of radical changes in intrusions on, you know, accepted norms of, you know, the way this country's operated really for the last 70 years. It's important for people to stand up and say, yeah, you know what, as much as maybe the press can be a headache or whatever, we need a vibrant press. And we saw it just in the last few days with the revelations made by the New York Times that, you know, it's maybe some of the investigative groups or, you know, committees in Washington have uncovered some of this information on a classified basis. But, you know, now it's out there, and that's a healthy and good thing. And people have to, you know, respond and be accountable.
It's always wonderful to talk to our very good friend, Congressman Joe Courtney, Democrat of Connecticut, 2nd District. Joe, I know how busy you are, and the fact that you find the time to talk to us is so appreciated by all of us. We want to thank you.
Thanks, Alan. It's always a pleasure, and we'll do it again.
Indeed, we will.